while sitting down to your morning coffee, turning on your home computer to read the day's newspaper. I feel like we got a little bit to talk about here in Nashville. I got the crew with me, the fellas. Mm-hmm. Pat on my right, Josh on my left.
What's a good guest you done? What's the one of your favorite guests recently we done had? You talk about intro be so good. I just want to be jumping in.
But you got to wait till I finish.
Yeah, I'll wait till you finish.
No waiting, bro.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh my God, bro.
Shout out to our sponsor. Now, hopefully, I can get it right this week because I jacked it up last week. Right.
Here we go.
And I have on the shirt. So let me. Can y'all see that? Hopefully y'all can.
Zach,
so this is the National Museum of African American Music. They will be opening after the summer or end of summer. So be on the lookout for that here in Nashville. That is going to be an awesome, awesome thing for us here in the city and for the culture. Mm. I'm trying to get like some season passes or something. Mm. A membership is what I'm looking for. A membership. That's what I meant. A membership.
That's gonna be lit.
So we're here. I'm still adjusting from the time change, which I absolutely hate.
I ain't feeling that.
Spring forward.
Bro, I love it, bro.
Really? Why?
Because more daylight to get more trapping done, bro.
More daylight.
But you still be late.
First of all.
Still be late.
I be late because I be having a whole lot going on. I'm trying to be the paper sack Brown P. Diddy. Bro.
What you got going on, though, bro? Tell people what you got going on out here.
Well, it depends,
the
bro.
Streets need to know.
Some of this shit the streets don't need to know.
The streets need to know.
Oh, I figured it was sex related. I knew it.
See, here's the thing.
I knew it was.
Wait a minute. Sex related? Hold on. You're the only one out the crew that got this whole sexual escapade thing.
Not me.
I believe it.
I'm a virgin.
Okay.
You never know.
Solid, bro.
I'm about to talk about this. Let's talk about this. When did you lose your virginity?
We don't want to.
And then what's a good age now? Cause I feel like the older we get, the people are like, I lost it in middle school. I'm like, damn.
Man, I ain't gonna lie, bro. Like some of these kids now is off the porch kind of early.
I was junior year, so I waited 11. Not waited. I was friend zoned to about 10th grade. Then I realized I had to turn it up a little bit. It ain't all jokes. I learned that when I went to public school. I was in magnet school, and I kept getting friend zoned because I was joking too much.
But you went to magnet school for a quick second, though, right?
I was MLK.
MLK with
but I never got none because they was like, oh, I don't see you like that. And I never understood how to get out of that.
Yeah.
I thought it was a public school. I was like, oh, you can't joke all the time. You got to give them another piece of you. And that's when I went ahead and knocked it on down.
Excuse me.
How about yourself?
You know Shekinah's not answering that.
Thank you.
You went to NSA?
I went to Nashville School of the Arts. Yes, I did.
Freshman year. What about you, Pat?
Oh, wow.
No, definitely not freshman year.
Oh, that's real.
Don't you ever disrespect me like that.
Y'all was getting nasty over there. I mean.
No, not
I. What about you, Big Pat?
Don't
lie to the streets now. If it was middle school, it was middle school, bro.
Well, it wasn't middle school. I mean, I ain't jump off the porch like you in the fourth grade.
Nah, I couldn't. Girlfriend.
Okay.
I find that hard to believe.
I was with my girl for real.
I wasn't in no relationship in high school for real.
Huh?
I said I wasn't in no relationship in high school for real.
Oh, I was in one. And she was older
than me. Dub can attest to that.
Facts.
Yeah. But, you know.
I did go to high school.
Yeah.
But see, I'm glad I did because I got the first time I got cheated on and I needed to learn that early. She cheated on me for a bum.
So how'd that make you feel, bro?
Right.
It broke me. But that, you needed that early. And I'm glad she did it. I'm glad she did it with a
Were you devastated?
Oh, beyond. But it hurt deep. Low-key probably still hurt. But not hurt, but like that changed me for life. You bitch! But nah.
Don't do that. That's
nah,
rude.
Nah, I fuck with her heavy. But
used to.
So no, she messed with a bum, well, a guy that was a loser, and I was popping in high school.
How you know he was a loser? Obviously, he had more swag than you.
No, but that's the thing. See, women, they go for convenience sometimes. It's not necessarily like, so she had a brother, and his brother, her brother had a friend that was always over playing the game. You see what I'm saying? He just always over there. Goofball. Nigga, probably about 5'2". Goofy. Nobody ever noticed him. So that's why I'm thinking, I'm that nigga. I don't think nothing of him. That boy slid off in a, he slid off in the deep, too. Had to. So I said, damn. And guess what? It was so crazy. You know, you didn't want to believe it. Like, I remember she had a drunk, her dad was a violent drunk. And he had this.
You just telling all these girls business.
They don't know her name, but her dad was a violent drunk. Good man. But he had this white chick. And she came up one time. She was drunk and on some cocaine. And she said, you know, she's back there having sex with that light-skinned boy when you ain't here. And I was like, stop lying on my girl. I told my dad about that. He said, man, why would she lie about that? I said, get the hell out of my house. I didn't fuck with my dad no more. I said, get out of here. I was just so blind. Love was so blind. And then.
That was lust.
You ever thought about like writing like a novel, bro? Because you be having some of the wildest.
Hey.
Oh, my God.
That's what happened. Stories, bro. And then one day I didn't feel good. So I don't know if I text him. I don't even know how I got his number. He texted me.
You got folks laughing at you already on the line.
I was in geometry class, Mr. Arnold. And bro texted me and said, that's why I fucked your bitch. That's what he told me. And I said, damn.
Can we filter that?
That's what he told me. I mean, you can filter. That's what he told me. I didn't say it. I wouldn't talk like that. But and for some reason.
I mean, International Women's Month. We got to respect the ladies.
That's what kind of jerk she did that with. You see what I'm saying? So guess what I do? I leave geometry class right then and there like a fool. I'll go down to his class. He a senior. I had a hat on. Took my hat off. He was real light skinned. Boom! In the middle of class. He in class. This was so stupid. They in middle class. The teacher literally like, 2 + 2 = 17. I'm going in there walking.
I can't never tell if he's like telling the truth or if he's like exaggerating. Like if he's exaggerating, you know what I'm saying?
I swear to God. So look, I swear to God. So I walk down there. They teaching. Because this is how in love and stupid I was. You go down there and bro was in there. He's kind of smirking. That's what really pissed me off too. You a bum. How you smirking at me? After you text me that, I walked straight up to him. He sat down. I said, get up. And she was like, the teacher was like, what are you doing? I said, get up. He didn't get up. Took my hat off. Boom! Hit him one time. Hit him again. I never punched him, never smacked him, just hit him with my hat. Eventually, it got all rowdy, and I just left. But he was so light-skinned, it left a real red mark on him.
This is all cap, bro. This is all cap.
For real! You light-skinned. He was like yellow.
And I'm paper sack brown, by the way.
You are like.
If you like.
I'm darker than you.
Oh, this is what I'm saying. Imagine who really.
Y'all
like,
about the same complexion like a little
light?
Bit.
What's bruh, a person that's really light skinned? Who's like yellow? Like, what's a
Drake? AB?
Drake.
Or Drake.
Drake. If you scratch Drake, it's going to be red as hell. You see what I'm saying? So it looked like I beat the shit out of him, but I didn't. And I just hit him with a hat. But he went to the principal with the. He just came in and. So then I got to spend 10 days. Boom.
10 days, that's it, bro. Nigga, it's 2020. You do that shit to some teachers now, bro. You facing football year.
Missed prom. Couldn't go to prom. Because it was prom week, and I got to spend it during that, and they said I can't be on campus. She went to prom with that nigga.
Hey.
That was my gal.
She wasn't your girl.
she belonged to the street.
She wasn't your girl.
And after
definitely that, belonged to the street,
after
bro.
That, after I got over that, because she graduated and then took a break. And then I was a senior. Then I was really feeling myself as a senior. I was hooping. I was doing my thing. And then I mean, after that, I was like, oh, I get it now. And I was a dog for a while. Mm-hmm. And then I, you know, whatever. But
well, while we're talking on the subject of relationships, did you guys have a chance to watch Love is Blind?
Nope.
Love is Blind? I ain't gonna lie. That was deplorable.
You didn't even watch it.
I seen 5 minutes. I don't understand.
Okay. Right,
fill me in.
So,
it was deplorable.
Love is Blind is a Netflix series. And the concept is that you get to know someone without ever seeing them. So they had 10 women and 10 men, and they went on what you call like dates in these like what they call pods.
You think I would have
so you them? Couldn't see who that person was, but you know, developed an emotional connection with them. And so in order for you to see that person, you would have to propose.
This is what T-Man and Gio were talking about.
Like, right, last week. Yeah. So I thought you guys would have had a chance to
I watched half an episode.
I'm straight.
It was horrible. They only focused on, it was the plot, the narrative was confusing. they only focused on a few people. It was like 20 people.
So like, what's the deal with the black dude? Because I did see a lot of people posting. Okay,
so
about
the
him.
Black dude basically
lame. First of all, can we explain how lame all these people were?
Can I?
Go ahead.
Thank you, because you didn't even watch it.
I seen it.
So the black guy Carlton that was on there, he. Yes, Lauren and Cameron are goals. Definitely.
Is that the black girl?
That's the black girl and the white dude. They are so cute together.
Block her off your
head. So cute together. I personally would have, I mean, I've never dated a white guy before, but they were cute.
They were horrible. Very, very cute. Lame as anyway. Hell.
I've never dated a white girl before.
30 minutes in, they talking about I love you. You know how goofy that is?
Well, now I mean, but you got to remember, like, this, they had to speed things up. So this was like over, like, 10 days.
I'm still 10 days, 4 days. I'm not hitting you. Why?
You know how lonely that and weird those people are to be doing. They are lame. I'm telling you, we're gonna look at that 5 years from now and be like, they were lame as hell. They were. Who says that?
Is that the 2020 the Flavor Flav show we was talking about? Facts. Back then, that shit was popping, bro. And then we speed that shit up 10 years later.
4 days, just somebody you love them and start crying to them? Be crying to a stranger. Who's doing that?
Well, they made this emotional connection. Straight, and
no, people be,
anyway,
weird. And they connect.
Carlton, he was, basically. He'd been with dudes, he'd been with girls,
they
whatever.
Love that boy.
Well, he proposed to this girl.
Why?
Diamond, because they made this connection.
Poor Diamond.
And then when they go on their like pre-honeymoon, that's when he tells her like he's, you know, been with dudes.
What'd she say?
And
I can't do it.
She was like, I need to think about this. I need to process this. So when she like approached him the next day to have the conversation, he basically got like really defensive and started calling her out her name. And it was really bad. That's he made her seem like she was the bad person, the bad guy in the situation.
Because he don't like women.
When she just needed, you know,
trying to take it out on her because he like men, just like men.
Yeah, but it was just basically like we spent all of this time talking in these pods and you didn't tell me at that moment, but you waited until after we're engaged to tell me that information.
Well, that's sucker shit right
there. Hold on.
Right.
That's
the problem.
If you was vibing with a dude and he said, I've been with men before, would that affect y'all's relationship going forward?
It definitely will.
Really?
It will.
Okay.
That would be something I really have to like take some time and really process and think about to see if I want to move forward. Like, that's a lot.
Yeah, you said definitely
take
it to the grave.
That's a lot. So, like, I wouldn't, I couldn't do that.
No, I'm interested in how black women feel about that.
No, me personally, that's a no. I'm sorry. Like, can't I can't do it.
Because I know if a woman,
that's the general consensus, though.
Well, but if a girl told me she messed with girls, I'm not only going to continue to talk to her, I'm going to be extremely excited about it. Now, if you.
I ain't going to lie, bro.
You know what I mean? Like,
I ain't going to move.
So, that's a difference. But also, I get why. I don't know. This is going to be.
Anyway. Lauren and Cameron are so cute together. Kelly and Kenny disappointed me. Jessica was so annoying. Oh my God. I did not like her at all.
That's how he manipulates you. He mad at her and feel like she was wrong.
Right. Exactly. Yes, the 34-year-old. Like, she just complained the whole time. She was a brat. She was just, like, she was trash. Mark, I feel so bad for him, but he was annoying, too.
If she dated
Damien and G, their relationship was kind of dysfunctional, but.
Bro, what you call it?
Like, if she dated, like, a Manny Fresh-looking chick, I'm good.
Wait,
like,
what?
So, I was thinking about it. You said you had, if a guy said, I sucked the D, you'd be like, I don't know if I can mess with you. Now, I was thinking if a girl said she I mess with girls, I'd be cool. But if she messed with an actual stud, I don't know.
Like a stud,
like, like LaBusa.
I call them bull daggers, bro.
A bull. See, I came out. I don't know.
That's what I've heard.
If y'all want to cancel him, cancel him. I don't have nothing to do with this.
Bull dagger, stud. So what's a dyke then?
Whoa, I don't know. I don't use that term.
I don't know.
That's what the streets say.
That's what they said when I was growing up. That term was used. I don't know if that's offensive to folk now. I don't know. But stud, I was told, is okay. Stud, somebody looks like Manny Fresh, Lil Boosie,
Hurricane Chris.
People that look, y'all mean? So I'm just, you know, what I'm talking about.
I talked to a dyke once. She said dyke.
I don't know nothing, but
I can't speak on that.
Honestly, yeah, I don't know about it, but I'm just saying that means
Tangela said it's all the same to me. Okay, thank you, Tangela. Thank
real.
You. It's all the same.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Tangela is very feminine. She's a woman. So
So that,
she's I'm saying, a woman, woman.
There's
what
a difference
does that
between.
Even mean?
What is man in for?
No, I'm just saying, there's a difference between a girl kissing a girl. But if you was in a hardcore relationship, I mean, that, now.
Dykes need love too.
Oh my
okay,
goodness.
Let's move on.
Y'all are doing
wild,
way
y'all,
too
this
much.
This is a wild
today.
Episode today, bro. Wow. Man, what is in that pure bottle, bro?
Apple cranberry.
Ain't nothing pure.
Crown, apple cranberry crown.
Love juice,
that, bro.
Peace and love.
That is what is in that. Wow.
Oh my goodness. So let's move on and talk about something different.
Switch topic. We did have a tornado in the city.
Yes, which is where I was headed. Nashville experienced a tornado Monday night, early Tuesday morning, which is so crazy because we were like in that same location recording like a few hours prior to that.
And me, Dub, Gio, and T-Man, we actually Slick didn't leave. What time did we leave? Like 11? 11 something? Literally like,
really? Like
right before that shit hit, bro.
Like, 30,
like right before it hit, bro. Like we was like,
were you out in the streets actually taking pictures?
You want to see? Yeah, so
no,
there
was
a lot.
Really, like,
so could you
a lot of devastation.
Well, we spent a lot of, we just stayed downstairs in the room where we normally record, and then we, you know what I'm saying, just casually walking out. And what'd you say, Dub? We was outside maybe about 20 minutes just shooting. Because
I feel like this was, unless you were like out north on 23rd or out east or like in Hermitage or something, it was quiet. I was in Midtown. I slept through the whole shit easy.
I was knocked out.
Yeah.
It was loud right here. I'm right here.
Oh, really?
Well, you kind of close a little bit.
I was like,
my girl's up at 12:30, so y'all get the bathroom.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we recorded it. We recorded, what, 7?
No, that day we recorded
it
at 8.
Oh, yeah, Gio.
We started at 8. I was there at 7:30, by the way.
We recorded at 8. You was there at 7:45.
And then we woke up. I remember I woke up around 6. And they said it's lit. I'm like, what do you mean? They're like, it's a tornado. I'm like, nah. Lit, I mean, it's lit. Like, it's a whole, it's something different out here.
Yeah.
I was like, what are you talking about? I walked the dog and everything. Still didn't see nothing in Midtown. And then I watched the news and was like, oh, shit. Basement East is torn apart. This shit
man,
is lit.
I think that was the first picture everybody got sent to their phone.
That was the first one. I was like, oh, it's lit for real. Like, because, you know, they always say tornado warning. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Well, the last time a tornado hit was back in 98. So, I mean, Nashville hasn't experienced anything that devastating in a long time.
Well, technically, I mean, do y'all count the flood as just as devastating?
For no. This was the most devastating shit I done seen in my life.
Oh, y'all realize?
But the flood was crucial.
Yeah,
2010 flood.
I mean, Auburn Mills Mall was like underwater.
Ted Rose Golf Course underwater. People's homes floating down the street. 5 people died. I remember I was driving on the interstate and I was the only person on the interstate.
I was living in Murfreesboro at the time.
I thought I was gonna see a tidal wave. I was like, man, it's gonna be a tidal wave. Just take me away right here.
Yeah, no, I was living in Murfreesboro at the time, so I didn't really experience like the flood for real.
Yeah, that was ugly, and it was dirty. You know, Cumberland River so dirty.
It's nasty.
Nasty as hell.
And it was stanky too, because I did come back home to check on like my parents or whatever, and it was just kind of like.
So we've lived through 3 natural disasters, bro. Like one each decade of our lives, bro. That's kind of wild if you think about it.
Yeah.
I didn't know tornadoes come to the city. It's gotta be some kind of. Well, like that shit go through the country. Like, when you look up tornadoes on YouTube,
like
they're always in the country and shit.
But, you know, one thing that was a little bit different about this one was this one literally was slick in a straight line for, like, 50 miles. And normally, like, tornadoes, like, be dancing all around, bro.
You see the video?
Yeah. It was huge.
It was like an EF2?
F3.
Yeah.
And it started off as a 2 out by
the airport.
John C. Tune.
Yeah.
So it started off as a 2 there, and man, have y'all been by TSU?
Yeah.
I drove past there. The Agriculture Center is jacked.
I found something in my yard. I'm over there by Ted Rose. Some of the agriculture was in the yard.
Bro, it literally looks like a bomb went off over there because, like, all of the trees is literally just, like, laying down on top of each other.
Yeah.
Like laying over.
Bro. All of those structures were made of, like, those aluminum, like, tin.
It's a wrap.
And then they just, those don't withstand high winds.
And I remember I went to Twitter, and a lot of people was on Twitter earlier that morning saying Northside got hit too. Don't be just talking about East. I thought it was niggas being extra.
No, North got hit.
I went to my grandma's house, and I couldn't even get to it. She stayed on the other side of Buchanan. I had to park on 23rd.
She walked there in the trenches.
So I walked through 23rd and was like, it wasn't a tree standing over there.
Yeah, bro.
Wow.
Like, it's
Did she have much damage to her house?
No, no, she was on the other side of. So 23rd, 22nd, and 24th got hit.
21st got hit.
And then everything around, they kind of just got their power taken. But the tornado just came down 23rd, pretty much.
Yeah.
Well, and 16th and 17th.
16th got hit a little bit. Yeah.
Because I was down on 14th, 16th on Cockrell and Underwood. Volunteering, and it was bad.
Pretty bad.
It was really bad.
And then Eastside got towed down. I'm telling you, a lot of folks ain't got no sympathy for the Eastside because you know what I mean, gentrification. But
that's the funny thing. If y'all notice this year or off of this tornado, there's been a whole bunch of don't sell your property, don't sell this, that, and the third. Ain't want to know why, because now white folks got their hands in it.
Man,
no disrespect to our
white
people. It's the truth though.
Yeah. It's capitalist pig developers that came through. And I heard tonight, I went to this little meeting tonight, and they were saying people coming through cleaning up your shit and throwing you $500 and acting like they're helping you, and then actually telling you to sign something to make sure they're going to keep, and then that's actually your rights away. They're trying to buy your shit.
Bro, like, so don't sign nothing,
these
bro.
These pigs is coming. You don't sign nothing.
Don't sign shit,
these
bro.
Developers are coming through like Birdman with the hand rub when they see a travesty. Yeah.
And I said that.
They're trying to speed up their gentrification.
Hell yeah. So but the thing is like, now, I don't, like, gentrification is kind of going to like a new level now, because the ones that gentrified those areas is now being attacked by people who are trying to gentrify it even more.
And also the owners, some people that's renting in those areas, and that house got destroyed, the owners of that house on some whole shit too.
Yeah, talk about
They're
not going to rebuild. Why rebuild when I can sell it to this person right here? So now, of course, people always profit off of black tragedy. So we're in a space to we're not only building our hood back up, we got to protect the hood at the same time, because motherfuckers is like,
and this is another, not only protect the hood, but this is a prime example of what you would say our generation has kind of started preaching more about black ownership, bro. Because like you said, bro, man, that if you don't have renter's insurance, or if your landlord is on some other shit,
you're a victim.
You a victim, bro. You asked out, bro.
You got to have insurance, full coverage, bro. All of that. Yeah, that liability. Whether you renting, you own, whatever the case may be, you need to have insurance so that way you are covered.
It's crazy. But on the positive tip, I went out there on that Tuesday, and it was deep with volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
Black, white, Hispanic, green, yellow. Yeah. Motherfuckers is grilling out. You can't go out north. It's probably right now. You can
Somebody got a tailgate going on right now.
It was a block party going on when I was there that Saturday.
It was probably 100 grills going. Free food, free clothes.
Everybody.
I mean, every church out north was giving out free shit. Everybody was dropping out clothes. Everybody was helping. I ain't never seen no shit like that. I remember people from New York was like, when 9/11 hit, we all came together. But I ain't really feel it like that.
We didn't really get to visualize it. We saw all of the ceremonies, but we didn't get to see like the neighborhood.
They chopping down trees.
Oh yeah, for sure. Me and Jamal Richardson and some more Paige, family and friends, and so some more of our other friends, we all got together, bro. One of the churches got hit pretty bad. They had like a really, really small church. It was like they had put like two portables together and like just took the middle wall out.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a really small church, but man, that church got leveled and obviously is no longer standing, but we literally like took the remains apart. The only thing that's left is the foundation, bro. And that shit was just like surreal, bro. It's like,
it is insane.
I was looking at those tall and skinnies too. Like they like literally like were smushed.
Skinny's not even built to last.
They're not meant for that.
You know what I mean? That's literally a slight piece of wood.
They were smushed.
They're not built like them old school home. They built quick and cheap.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I'm with you, Josh. I've never really seen it.
Never.
It slick looked like Come Together Day, bro, when we was kids, bro.
Wow,
just a bunch of black folks together.
It was all free.
It was all free.
Yeah. Like that's when you know it's love, because like that means people are just giving. You know what I mean? And people are they dig into that point of what giving feels good. You see a homeless person, you give them something, it just kind of feels good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They was knocking on people's doors, asking them, like, do you need anything? You need water? You need food? Like, candles? Like, whatever you need. Like, it was just a sense of, like, just
community.
Like, it was, like, it was awesome. Like, when we was picking up, like, the remains of, like, people's homes and stuff, like, I mean, wherever you was walking, you just walked over and you just started helping. You just started putting the helping hand in.
People working like hours on hours on end. And low-key, it was fun. One reason, because it's deep as hell. You got free food. You got free water.
Yep.
You throwing limbs and shit. You fucking around. People smoking weed. Like, you just, it's just...
I'm telling you.
You smoke, people smoke. It's everybody just vibing because like you feel like you're actually doing something.
Right.
And you working at the fucking Best Buy or the Old Navy, you feel like you ain't getting nothing from it. That's why don't nobody care about their work. Because it's like, I'm doing all this for somebody else.
You don't have that sense of accomplishment.
It's like I'm not doing nothing. When you're actually getting in there, it's like I'm actually helping this home get
you
built.
You
gotta
go home feeling good about yourself.
Yeah.
And knowing that you helped another family.
And I'm telling you, man.
It was a really good feeling being out there this weekend.
Now granted,
we like communism out there.
Now granted, we got a long way to go.
Oh yeah.
We got a long way to go. But this past week definitely let me know that first step is definitely made in towards right direction.
And like you can still donate. They're still accepting donations. They're still looking for volunteers to help.
Family and friends, our family over at Family and Friends, they are still collecting donations. Jamal and Paige have been they'll be driving all around the city.
And Brandon Taylor, the councilman for 21, which is 37208. He's getting all the small groups together to just build in one little spot. He think he ran a warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
He snapped on me one day though.
Stay on topic. Stay on topic.
And especially politically, he is cool. Like I don't have no problem with what he does in the community.
You talked to Reverend Samuel X. How did the mosque hold up? Is the mosque straight?
The mosque is straight, but Brandon, he snapped on me though, bro.
Oh my God.
Oh, okay, come on, we off. I called him on a Sunday. I was gonna get him on Streets Gotta Eat. And I just figured everybody see a serious side of you. Let's get your little lighthearted side in there. And I called him. He said, I think it's good to say this because we cool, I guess, you know, cordially, but he was like, you looking for homeboy Brandon or Councilman Brandon? I said, nigga, I don't know. And he said, well, look, man, it's Sunday. And then he hung up. I said, God damn. And I thought I was in the wrong for about 5 minutes. I was coming back from the A.
You just couldn't wait to tell that story.
We brought it up. We were talking about him.
No, you brought it up.
What's wrong? Why can't we talk about it? Damn.
Why do you want to talk about it so much? I don't even know who the man is.
Why can't we talk about it? Damn. I know he hired her. Well, excuse me. All right. Well, at the end of the day, I think he's a good dude working for the community. He's a real one. He snapped on me for calling on a Sunday. Now he did call back and apologize. He called me like 4 times in a row. He's like, bro, that's my bad. People called me on Christmas and it made me paranoid. You know. And he's like, so we cool. I thought I didn't know she was. Oh, you know what I mean? In relationship with him. But go all right. So yes.
Hey, I appreciate your Streets Gotta Eat in the midst of all that.
Yes, oh, that's right. Yeah.
Oh yeah, you do that.
It was hard to tackle that.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie, you booming on that Streets Gotta Eat. You got a lot of views too.
Yeah,
bro.
I sent that shit out to a couple people. Too,
I was at 16 on Facebook, 16,000.
Maybe I should start watching it.
Hey, you what?
Hey,
it's
going.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. You be missed. I ain't gonna lie.
It's lit.
The Streets Gotta Eat is kind of popping. I ain't even gonna bullshit.
Maybe I should check it out.
Yeah. Somebody did share it in there though.
Did it make it in there?
It made it in
really?
There, bro. It made it all in right. there, bro.
I texted Jado. I said, bro,
because of the beginning.
I said, share it. I tried. I said, share this, and bro said, I'm don't do it. They probably gonna block me.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. I hollered at
Danielle. That's her name, Danielle McGee. Jerk.
Relax.
Chill out.
Women's
This is Women's International Month.
Y'all come and get
Josh, bro.
Come and get Brother Black.
Danielle McGee, you a goofball. You know that. You know that. I don't know how you created this. That's the thing. I hate when people, it's like BET. Who watched that? That's not Black Entertainment Television. Who decided that for this person? We don't watch that. That's like Black people making moves. Who is you? People, I don't know.
You just stopped it because you got kicked out.
I know. How you gonna cook out a real nigga like me?
I agree.
Imagine living in Nashville and you cook out somebody like
Get off your soapbox.
Wow. Danielle McGee, you a goat.
Get
you know
off your
but you got the right. It's your group. You got the right to do it. But I mean, damn, you do look like you wear Wendy Williams brand of clothes.
All right. Sheesh.
I mean, she's some cool bro. Though. When she wear makeup, she's some cool.
Wow, bro. Nigga, you about to get me kicked out?
No, I'm
for
just
being affiliated with
but
you.
But at the end of the day, Black people, we have differences.
That is true.
And we all cool. We can disagree. We can say that you know. she wears thrift store clothes. And we can say that and still understand that there's love there. You know what I mean?
What's dancing? Wrong with thrift store clothes?
Yeah, no, the thrift store clothing is cool, but not when you go to, like, the antique store. I feel like she would, like, still wear the, you know, like, wide leg bell bottoms because she's probably born in, like, 72.
What's wrong with that? Those are coming back in style.
Bro, maybe she popped it off. I didn't like them on them. You know what I mean?
Somebody did.
I guess so. But, you know, good luck to her. And black people making moves is a good thing. You know what I mean? I like what they're doing.
Oh, man. Is that a special guest? She ain't coming on camera. Why she ain't coming on camera? She AB, gone away to the folks.
How you gonna have a podcast called Coming with Cannon and you ain't coming on camera?
Come on, AB, come on, oh my come God. On up and put your head. They can't What's see up, you back there.
But no, I think
y'all want to see AB? AB ain't been on the show in forever. Come on,
I ain't even know she was still alive. I'm glad to see you alive.
It's good to see you.
I can't see my family.
That's well, come on,
come
around,
on
here.
Around here.
Come on around come here. On you now. Got it.
But no, so at the end of the day, I think it was a tragedy, but it done brought everybody mm-hmm. together. Damn.
Wait a minute now. Like don't sit on top that. Of me.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you want to. How you doing?
Say hi to
What's
the people.
Hey, y'all. Hey.
Y'all miss AB?
Where you stay at? I was talking about the tornado hit. No, I was just asking if she was going to make sure you were safe. You know what I mean? Through what's going on.
I was safe. I wrote in the group message.
You wrote in the group message?
Yes.
You all right, but you don't ever pull up. That's my problem with you.
Y'all I'm going to do better in 2020.
Nah, hell no. What you been doing?
Why are you giving her such a hard time? Nah, you've been on your soapbox today. Like, you is really
up.
In your feelings.
You think she can just pull up and just be all smooth? You ain't smooth. Nah, where you been at? We've been missing you.
I've been trying to get back and motivated. And,
that's real.
You know.
That's real.
She coming back, though, bro.
Yeah, she's taking care of herself.
Taking care of you. I'm just making sure, y'all mean, because I'm just saying streets miss you. You out here, I don't know what.
The streets. Too.
Well, they here.
I'm just trying to slowly but surely.
All right.
Take your time.
The process is.
Oh, that's real.
Take your time.
Real. Yeah.
So. Tornado didn't get you, you said?
No, it didn't swear me.
That's real. Well, that's good to know. Right?
Yes.
All right, then.
Oh, my God.
We all made it. It would be ugly if like one of us didn't make it. We all made it.
Bro, I'd be devastated, bro.
Yeah.
I would be devastated.
We're family. That's
so
a fact.
It would definitely take a toll on all of us.
It would.
I'm glad we still here. But I think Nashville came together. That's some lit shit.
That was lit.
There's still some work to do. But it was just so fun. I didn't think it was going to be that fun. I went out there. I was like, man, it's going to be some garbage. But I got to do it. But I was like, y'all shit fun as hell.
But you know what, though? I think with doing like all of like the different community cleanups and, you know, just helping families out, it really just made each and every last one of us that didn't get hit like realize how blessed and grateful we should
Definitely.
Be, right? Man, could y'all imagine just like having to start literally over?
And
literally, my aunt lost everything.
See what I'm saying,
she
bro?
Was
like,
in the house on 16th, she lived on 16th.
Damn. Yep, so she was right
lost,
there in it.
Like literally everything.
And that's one. That's
it's important to have renter's insurance.
Yeah,
we just talked about that.
Like
we just talked about
the person that she was with. That next day, they got her a hotel room for 3 months, a rental car, and they're gonna rebuild her house from the ground up. Habitat.
Okay.
Oh, that's
Habitat
good.
Habitat for Humanity, because her home was a Habitat home.
Oh, okay. Well,
so
cool.
They're gonna rebuild it.
That's
they're
good.
Gonna give her money to, you know, refurnish the inside.
Cool,
I
man.
That was a blessing.
That is such
a
blessing.
Oh yeah, for sure. That's right. Definitely a big blessing, man. And I'm. My wish and my hope and my prayer is that the North can stick together past the tragedy, though, bro.
Yeah.
Like, do we realize, like, how lit we could be, bro? Like, if we, like, had the same type of effort and energy, like, for everything, bro?
You hate that a tragedy pulls it out.
Yeah, that's the...
But it's almost like when somebody passed away and then you see all your extended family, like, man, what? We ain't never even... you cool. Why ain't I called you in 2 years?
Yeah.
Right.
So sometimes tragedy just does that to us. So, yeah, I'm glad, like you said, I hope we extend that because it is powerful when we come together. Yeah.
We probably should like have another come together day.
We should have a come together something.
There it is.
Go ahead and put it in.
James, y'all tried that, I think. I don't know if
he
did. Off.
Yeah,
what
me
happened?
And James, we had talked about it.
Y'all try to charge 50 a head.
Relax,
we're not doing that. It needs
relax,
to be
relax, bro. Relax.
I know how they do, bro. They think they slick. Nah.
Relax.
Him and Gio and them, they think they slick. Come on. I'm on you.
Gio didn't be having free events. You just don't be showing up.
Well, I didn't
like
get
they
invited.
Like the privilege events that they be hosting.
I didn't know.
So I don't even know about the privilege she gets because out east they have it at the National Urban Winery and they got hit pretty bad over there too. So
I know I had a comedy event
right by that art store.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Autorama.
Jerry Autorama's.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All they got hit.
Y'all, I went in there. It was like heaven.
What's that?
Like it was so much like creativity.
The Autorama store. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. It like inspired the shit out
of me. Oh, what you call it? Spot is up under that in the back. Preston Mitchell, Art Urban is up under there.
That's lit.
I haven't heard from him or seen anything from
him. I had a comic show Sunday at the Crime Wolf on Woodland next to Basement East. They didn't get killed, but they got
turned. Yeah. Yeah, that's what that mural is.
Yeah.
It was all woman show, Woman's Month.
Man, I don't know, man. It was devastating, but it was enlightening just seeing everybody in good spirits throughout it all. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
I don't know, man. I hope I'm hopeful that we can keep that same energy
up.
Just
gotta keep it, man. That's what it is.
I heard y'all president came down here.
Your president?
He came down here five. He came to like Putnam County, even though they got hit hard.
Now, they got smacked, bro. Now, I ain't gonna lie. Putnam County got smacked. That tornado, they got hit with a foe.
They had the most deaths.
Yeah, and they had people missing like that. How far do you think a tornado would take you?
Like,
to another county, I heard.
No telling, bro.
It was crazy. When I found out like the death toll there or like the people that were missing there,
They said this is the most death in any tornado in all time, I think.
Well,
in America, that's what I heard.
But they said it's been like 10 years since the last big one hit like this, or 1998.
We was up to 1998,
so 22 years for Nashville. But I don't know. Like the thing is like so for like Putnam County and all of like those more rural counties, they don't know the number of people who aren't accounted for.
Okay.
So they don't know how many people who are not missing.
Right, right.
Yeah, they don't know.
Do y'all know how many people?
I just heard that.
And I mean, technically, Nashville with our homeless population, we probably don't know either.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, like you know, like just people who are either like, just super low key trying to
take cover. Imagine being homeless in that shit. It's over.
Yeah, homeless or being out in those. Homeless are either being in the rural area, like you damn near off the grid. Like they found 12 people. That were huddled together and they just kind of like pieced together some remains of some buildings around them. But they were like so far away from like the main part of Putnam County and their cars were destroyed. You know
when
what I'm
saying? Saw that, it made me think about Twister. Like it made that movie like even more like real. Like, like oh my God, like this can really for real like happen in an area.
In real life, did y'all check out like the weather before that even happened, there were no calls for tornadoes.
That's what I'm saying.
They just said it was just heavy thunderstorms. Yeah. Right.
I remember J-Dub saying that.
Because,
J-Dub was like,
60% chance.
We were recording and J-Dub was like, man, it's supposed to be a little rain later.
Tonight, I was supposed to have dance class that night and I ended up canceling. And lo and behold, I'm glad because had the students been on their way home, I felt responsible for those kids. So.
Yep.
I guess we got to live each day, man. Like you never know.
Hey, boy, 2020 been a rough one, G.
Already,
you know. That taught me for real, man. Live that shit fuck up.
Already,
y'all. Yeah, bro.
I'm living it up every day because it could happen to you. It could happen to you. So you don't want to have no regrets. Turn that up.
Well,
turn
I
up.
Would like to have more, and it's not y'all because y'all are all in through the group messages and stuff. I have to do better. I've been trying to do better with connecting. Since a lot of stuff has been happening. Y'all are my family, so y'all know. But I've been trying to get back in the loop, and I'm kind of sliding in. So if y'all got to pull me out the house, pull me out the house.
We
talking about going to go see Candyman.
Candyman.
That man, like...
You scared of... Because they said Zach scared of
Scaramouche. He took a toll on my life. Like, that was...
Really?
For real. Him and it, y'all. I got a whoop.
It broke.
Really?
I was scared of it.
I wouldn't get in the tub, and my mama whooped my ass because she told me she kept telling me to get in the tub. She came in the bathroom, and I was just sitting on the tub.
No,
it never hit you, Zach. When I was a kid,
you never saw it. No, what about you, Doug?
Coming out the drain, you never saw that little
This new it was trash. Back in the day, I've been watching it. Don't
that traumatized.
Mom said, "Don't watch that by yourself." I said, "Shit,
you see how y'all feel right now?"
Yeah,
that looks stupid.
That's good.
The Leprechaun got me. I could watch the Olive.
Really?
The Leprechaun got me.
That one too.
Not Leprechaun from the Hood.
Leprechaun from the Hood.
That one I laughed at. The other Leprechaun.
What's your favorite scary movie down the line?
Hey, B, what you got?
My favorite scary movie.
What's your favorite scary movie?
That's tough, man. I don't know.
I don't. watch scary movies.
Damn, that's unfortunate.
Okay, so we 0 for 2 on scary movies.
But I can tell you Zach one movie that, like, really fucked me up. And can I say that? Really messed me up because I heard it was a true story after the fact, and it was
Texas Chainsaw.
Damn, oh, yeah.
Texas Chainsaw.
That Tooth Fairy movie. Huh? The one Tooth with Fairy. Like, she was like black and she was like flying around.
It was a cartoon?
No. She was the scary Tooth Fairy. Yeah, she was a scary Tooth Fairy. It was something. And I remember turning on all the lights in that.
Now, this movie wasn't really all that scary. I don't know, Josh. You may have watched it because it was somewhere between had some sex in it and was scary. So that's kind of right up your alley.
There we go.
What's this shit called? Gerald's Game.
Never heard of it.
Oh, my God. I think I watched that.
No, that was not scary. That wasn't. Crazy.
That movie was wild.
He died.
That movie was wild. So no. Listen,
have
right, so
y'all seen
real
that?
Quick.
I've never heard of that.
Girl, what? That
Netflix?
Crazy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Gerald's
Game. The husband
Gang.
Took his wife out for a vacation to like the woods or something.
Yeah.
So, and he wanted to like do bondage with her. So he bonded right. her up or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yep. Ended up, sure, she bonded him up. And
yeah.
come to find out, like, there was this weird ass dog that yeah. was kept.
Here's.
Yeah, you do it.
So here's what it was. Here's what it was, just real quick.
It had to be black people. Gerald?
Nah.
There's a white man named
no,
Gerald?
No, not Gerald Robinson, bro. Relax.
I ain't no white
so
man
look,
named Gerald.
So real quick. All right, so what it was a couple, white couple. Mm-hmm. And they had been married a long time, and they were just kind of trying to spice their sex life
in the woods.
Up. Listen, so Gerald had some bread. Gerald had a lot of money. So Gerald had like this really nice house in the countryside.
I don't think I ever met a white dude named Gerald.
So I haven't either.
Like this is throwing me off.
But so what Gerald did was he had the house professionally cleaned. Mm-hmm. He had the yard cut. He had the flowers, all that shit taken care of. Refrigerator full of food. He basically had their vacation house set, ready.
Yeah, ready.
So they go out there, whatnot. Remember, on the way out there, they ran into this big black-ass dog. Looked like just a pitch black, like German Shepherd wolf or some shit, right? Well, I'm not supposed to tell you much. Okay, cool.
I was like, you telling the whole movie.
So they get to the house, right? So the whole point of it is basically they just about to, it's about to be a whole bunch of skin slapping, bro.
Yeah.
Like the whole
so they
weekend. They just
ready.
Breaking back, bro. Just bomb, bomb, bomb. You feel me? So they get out there. Gerald pull out these handcuffs, bro. Gerald handcuffed his wife
to the
bed, bro. Gerald pop a couple of them blue things.
And then
he ready to go.
And die.
He on top of her. And they're doing like the whole bondage, like pretend R word thingy. Right, mm-hmm. So he on top of her playing or whatever, and then he like started just like tweaking, talking about his heart,
and
like
he died.
And she was like, "What's wrong? This motherfucker had a heart attack while
on
he was on
top
of her."
And she's handcuffed.
She's
to the
strapped
bed.
To this big ass California King bed
for
bro.
Days.
For worse. Days. Because now remember the dog I told y'all about.
Somehow the dog, the carnivore dog, gets in the.
Remember
house.
They left the door open
the door
when they
open.
Got there.
He starts eating her husband.
Who just leaves doors open?
What color did we say they was?
I'm confused.
White
people. Come on, bro. End of the long story short.
Don't tell it.
Short.
My dog said don't tell it, bro. You gonna watch
just
it?
We'll watch it.
Gerald's Game. Hey, that was probably the first Netflix movie that really got Netflix popping.
I watched that shit like, what in the entire?
I'm gonna put in the group chat when I watch it.
Did you see in the corner?
Can you?
Yes, the guy. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah. We'll watch it. I'll watch it.
Is this, I don't know what kind of movie these are.
That shit's crazy.
Dub is gonna watch it. I ain't gonna say nothing. It is a good movie though. It is a good movie.
And
though.
It relates to what we have done. If I had seen the escape room movie before we all went, I wouldn't have done that with y'all. Because that movie.
I ain't gonna go to that.
Man,
the escape room.
The movie.
It's more like the Saw, ain't it?
Have you seen the movie?
Uh-uh.
Man, it's so intense. If I had seen that before I went to that group activity with y'all, I would not have went. Like,
but we was cool though.
And we need
watch
to.
Them.
We kind of need to have another.
Watch
real soon.
Like, yeah, no.
We do need to have an. You.
What y'all want to?
I was like, never mind, you wasn't invited.
I ain't invited.
He gonna talk the whole time. We ain't never gonna make it.
Right, we gonna be standing in there.
I'm gonna be the one to save you.
Yeah, right.
I'm gonna be the one to.
He wasn't there.
Nah, he wasn't there. That's what I said. That's why I stopped.
You and him missed.
What y'all want to do for our next family album?
We gotta figure that out.
Let's go golf.
Speaking of golf, do y'all know of the cabins?
No.
We just talked about Gerald's game.
I'm with that.
I like Gallenberg.
Gallenberg?
Like Gallenberg,
team building.
I'm with that.
And Gallenberg. I mean, it's a stretch.
You scared of is that?
that's a hard pass for you, bro.
It's fun. It'd be fun.
We'll see. You know, they got the moonshine, Tyson. We know you like to drink, so.
We can get an Airbnb it out here or do something.
No, I got to take it out of town. I like that.
Well,
I'm gassed up.
We'll figure it out. But
in the country, we can cook, you know what I mean?
Thank you so much for tuning in with us for our family discussion today. We really appreciate it. We'll start with AB.
Give people your contact info. Come on now.
Candy Coated AB.
There we go.
Mass CTV. Candy Coated AB. Mass CTV.
You got Mr. Black right here.
Sir Joshua Black. Streets Gotta Eat.
His little comedy shows that he had at Cafe Coco.
Big boy comedy show.
Streets Gotta
Eat.
There
you go.
March 22nd. I'm in Atlanta. I got a show. It's an all woman show. So that's going to be lit. March 22nd in Atlanta. All black women, it's gonna be lit.
Make sure y'all turn up.
All black women comedy show in Atlanta. I'm not gonna even perform. I might just let them cook the whole time.
So, that's kind of hard.
It is very hard.
Make sure y'all show up for that.
It's hard,
Pat, what you got?
At Schoolboy P, SKOOLBOYP. Also, Creative Socialite Group. Be on the lookout. New events on the way.
Cool, and you know you can follow me at Bubbly Beauty 3. Make sure you follow Massey TV. Make sure you follow 28th and Jefferson. Make sure you like, subscribe to our podcast on YouTube and all streaming platforms. Make sure you comment, you share, you do all of that. Repost. We need it. If you want to see a special guest, let us know who you would like to see. Make sure you send us your think tank questions.
Mind on the money, bro.
Your think.
And on that note,
your think tank questions. And then also, I want to give a.
Wait, you slipping? We don't do that when guests is on the show, bro.
We're
more
important than a guest.
Y'all pray for me. Also, make sure you, that's not even what I was about to say. Also, another shout out to our sponsor. And that's it, we out.